You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show.
Hello, 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 everyone. All right,
that
so
was an obnoxious.
You guys know me. If you are tuning in, this is the after show for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills show, and we're just going to jump right into it. Let's go around the room really quickly, introduce everybody. I am Deanna Vaughn. To my left.
Hi, I'm Molly Harper.
And I am Susan Hahn.
And before we dig into the second episode of the season, we want to remind you guys to please rate us on iTunes. You can download the show for absolutely free. It doesn't cost you a thing. Please make comments, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent, because we've seen them all. Trust me. But we really love when you comment because it helps us bring you better shows and, you know, just... We want to give you a good show. That's why we're here. We're super fans. You're super fans. So please make sure you comment and you download the show. Okay. Let's dig in, ladies. So the higher the heel, the closer to God. That's right. The title of this episode. And
well, I'm the higher the hair, the closer
yes,
to God.
Yes, you are the higher the hair. Maybe the browner I am, the closer I am to God. I don't know. Sorry. Anyway, for all you people listening, I'm black. Okay. God, I have so much energy.
Brown people edition.
Oh, I like that sound effect. Okay, so we see the beginning of this episode. It's kind of about Taylor, and she has this charity event, and what I thought was really, really cool about this charity event, which was I'm not sure if it was called Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, but Walk a Mile, basically where the men actually had to put on high heels and walk for domestic violence. Were you surprised that Mauricio and Paul actually, like, not only do they participate in the event, but they had to get on a private jet to go to Sacramento?
Okay, back it up real quick. How did Taylor pull off that private jet? That's what I was going to ask.
How did
she charter that?
I don't know.
Is it insurance money from Russell?
No, it's a logo shot. Basically, I don't know. I know you work in reality TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to work on reality TV shows. So basically, people like me would call up chartered jet companies and say, we needed a special jet to go from LA to Sacramento. We'll give you a logo shot for X amount of seconds. And then you'll also get some logo coverage on our website. And will you do it? And usually they say yes.
Oh, okay. So there you go.
Because the people at home, like us, are looking for chartered jet companies to use ourselves, so it's really beneficial.
Well, I know. I always go with Marquee Jets.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the insider information.
So that's how
Molly.
It works. So Taylor didn't pay for it.
Okay. Because I was wondering, I'm like, how does she charter this private jet?
Right.
That's good to know.
Yeah. They don't pay for anything on reality TV shows. Like, whenever they're walking into a restaurant or a store, like we saw...
The clothing store for Porsche's birthday. Yeah.
Or the horrendous shoe company that we saw where they bought the tacky shoes.
Right.
Nothing is paid for.
Wow. You just spoiled it all for the viewers, huh?
I guess so.
Little dose of reality for reality TV. Right.
Yeah. Good to know.
But so what do you guys think about the support she got from Paul and Mauricio?
Well, I wasn't surprised because both of them are taking every opportunity they can, it seems, to get on the show for their own purposes. Because as we, you know, realize they have very public careers.
True.
So I wasn't surprised that they did it.
Okay.
Personally.
I'm glad that they did it. Mm-hmm. Well, more kudos to Mauricio, mm-hmm. because he actually wore heels, and Paul kind of
punked out.
He did punk out with those, you know, platform
right.
shoes.
He cheated.
He did. Yeah. He did cheat.
Yeah.
He did cheat. But, you know, it was for a good cause. I'm glad that they actually went through with
it. It's a really cool idea.
Yeah, it's a cool idea.
Mm-hmm. I think they also have that in Atlanta.
Yeah, I think I was just going to say, I think I saw that in the Real Houses of mm-hmm. Atlanta.
Yeah, they had the same thing, like first or second season. Yeah. I forget.
I remember.
Now, all right. Let's talk about Taylor and her party, because everybody commented on how she, you know, she's gained weight and she's looking better.
I still don't see the weight gain.
You don't see it? I do.
No.
Do you see it, Susan?
The party right here?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I do. And I have to say that some of the shots that they took over this episode, she looked horrible. She kind of scared me.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't, like, if you look at her in the jet, she kind of looked really scary. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I just think we're so used to seeing her face look a little bit more gaunt because she doesn't have, you know, she was very skinny last season, and now we're seeing her look quote unquote normal mm-hmm. with some weight on her. So I think maybe that's a difference.
I mean, she looks good. Mm-hmm. I mean, she definitely looks better than she did past season. I mean, because she was so damn skinny.
Right.
But something with her face, I think she needs just to like lay off a little bit.
And let's quickly talk about how, like, well, she made everybody Mexican food. That was
Spanish
food. Spanish food. Sorry, that was
her
theme.
No, she didn't know the difference. She's like, is it Mexican food or is it Spanish food?
Oh, okay. Just difference of a country. Who cares? I'm just kidding.
I'm like, whoa.
I'm just kidding.
There in Beverly Hills, I'm thinking it's probably Mexican food because Mexican food is such a huge, huge thing out here in LA. I love it.
Well, starting to get at is how Adrienne barely had any food on her mm-hmm. plate.
Right.
And Paul, like, called it out, like, that's all you're going to eat? Because she's very thin, too. Although, I feel like she looks like she put on weight in her face, or she had something done on her face this season.
It might be Botox fillers or whatever.
Yeah.
Remember when he was putting fillers in Taylor's face?
That's right. That's right.
It is a laughing matter, but that's exactly what it is. It's fillers, and that's exactly what fillers are for.
Is true.
When you get older, as you get older, you lose that collagen, and that's what, you know, plastic surgery is such a big deal out here in Beverly Hills, out in LA. I mean, I get these Groupons, like Bloom Spot things mm-hmm. every day about Botox, fillers, and I'm just like, well, okay, well, I know where to go when it's time for me, but it's like, my goodness, you know?
It's so time.
Is it already time? Wow.
No, but you know what's crazy is that in LA, they think that your time to get it is earlier and earlier. And the other day I was getting my hair cut, and the girl that styled my hair said, you should go to my plastic surgeon to get Botox. And I was like, I didn't know I needed it already. And she said, no, it's preventative. And she said, everybody's doing it in their 20s and 30s as preventative.
Wow. That's crazy.
Before, I guess, to prevent wrinkles from happening.
Well, maybe because we do cover Beverly Hills, maybe we should all go and try it.
Just get a little bit.
And we're all like, hey.
Wow, I actually have a resource for that, and we'll talk about that later. But let's move this puppy along. Let's talk about Yolanda.
Oh, let's.
And basically, I'm calling this, you know, Momager. First of all, we all know that she's married to David Foster. And for all you guys, if you don't know it already, David Foster is a very famous music composer, you know, very lots of famous songs and all that kind of stuff. But, like, what did you guys think about her showing up at her daughter's shoot and basically telling her
not to eat and calling her Chinese eyes?
Yeah, I would love to get your opinion on that.
I'm very offended
since you're Korean.
I thought it was very ignorant. Mm-hmm. The thing is, okay, she wrote, quote unquote, would you round Gigi's eyes a little bit on the sides? Because of her high eyebrows, it makes her look Chinese really quick. This is her, I'm quoting her directly. Mm-hmm. And then she says she doesn't want to get involved with her makeup, but she always tells her daughter Gigi to let her makeup artist know, always make my eyes round and big mm-hmm. so they pop out and not Chinese looking. And she actually did the gesture. That fucking pissed me off, okay? And she's like, you know, I traveled around the world. That does not give you motherfucking class. That really pissed me off. That's not... That shame on you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. That is not okay. I'm very upset with her. I actually tweeted her yesterday, and she's like, I'm in Tokyo. So what?
So is she trying to defend? Like,
no, but she's okay. Around lots of she's in Tokyo Asian to people? Celebrate her 1-year anniversary with her husband David Foster. But that really offended me because it's like I have high eyebrows and like I'm Asian, so what? I'm fucked now because these are my eyes. It's like I just don't appreciate that.
Yeah,
she could have, you know. And the thing is, her daughter is beautiful and she's exotic and she doesn't have these round, you know. Caucasian eyes, I guess that's what Yolanda wants, these round big eyes. Her daughter actually has very exotic eyes, and if she, I mean, it looks Chinese, Yolanda, you know. I don't know what, yeah,
well, because her daughter her daughter's it's father Muhammad. Is Muhammad Hadid, yeah.
Who's actually technically Asian because he's Indian.
He's not white. Yeah, let's be real on that.
So I was definitely offended by that. I thought that was a little ignorant, and then the whole gesture, and it's just, you know, and I understand that Asian eyes are not for everybody. I get it, but you know, you don't have to talk about it, and you know.
Yeah, I thought it was very distasteful, and I think it was interesting hearing it come out of her mouth because it came out so freely, and it was on camera. That also, like, makes me think other things, you know?
Right.
She's so quick to say that, you know, on camera. What else are you saying when you're not, you know, on TV or whatever, you know?
Well, I brought up the point before we started that perhaps she doesn't realize that in this country that's kind of considered very rude what she did, and maybe, I don't know, maybe there's a language barrier, or maybe she didn't realize how incredibly rude it came across. But and Susan brought up a good point. She's like, well, she lives here now, and she
lives.
She's probably lived here long enough to know better.
Yeah. But not only that, maybe verbally it was just maybe, and I would have understood because verbally maybe she had a hard time communicating because obviously she has an accent, clearly. But when she did the gesture, I was like, oh no, she doesn't get a pass for this.
That's
I rewatched it and it pissed me off even more. So you know what? The whole "Yay, I love Yolanda" last week is out the door. No. I'm done.
Well, I thought she was just being really overbearing the whole shoot.
Yeah, I didn't like the comment she made to her daughter about, you know, are you going to get back on your diet? You know, you can have one day for your birthday party, but they like them really skinny in Paris. What do we feel about that message? You know, because we see on a daily basis young girls, you know, body image, the pressure to be thin, to be small, to like fit whatever mold or standard that there is. Like, what did you guys think about that?
I thought that was pretty disgusting, but it was kind of ironic that the whole time while she was telling this to her daughter was drinking boba. Yeah. I'm like, that's an Asian drink. You better watch out.
Yes.
She might grow some Asian eyes.
Well, the blog that she had wrote for this episode, she said, you know, I know it came off very like stage momish, but afterwards we picked out, we had 3 crepes each. Like, why do you have to mention that?
Oh, yeah, right. Who eats 3 crepes?
Yeah, it's like, but that's what she wrote. And she said on the blog that her and her daughter went out for crepes. They had 3 each. It's like, is that necessary?
That's saving face.
And she goes, I know I came off a bit, you know, stage momish. Well, you came off the way you came off,
right?
You know, whether they edited or not, you said what you said about her eating habits, her makeup, and what she's gonna wear, and can you make her sexy? Like, she's 16 years old.
Oh, that was another thing that she said, can you make her sexy?
Right.
And I was like, that's also kind of inappropriate.
I was like, whoa.
And she goes, make that money so you could buy your first apartment in New York City. It's like, my gosh.
Yeah, and this girl is 16 years old, you know, what's she gonna be saying when she's 21? You know? I don't know. That bothered
me. She might grow resentful of her mother.
If not already.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Wow.
Yeah, she didn't really communicate much with her mom the whole time. It seemed like she was just kind of like, yeah, and brushing her off.
Wow. Well, Yolanda doesn't have a fan in Miss Han anymore. Sorry, Yolanda.
Sorry.
Moving on. Let's talk about mending some fences. So, we all know Lisa and Adrian still have their beef. And this episode, we saw, you know, Portia's big 4th birthday party, which, mind you, this little girl had llamas and unicorns and bouncy ball. I mean, I wonder how much money they spent on this girl's party. I would love to know.
Is this a reality TV thing?
Sponsored.
Well, actually, there was no logo shot or anything for that party.
There was the that T-shirt.
Oh, they were making T-shirts?
Uh-huh. What's that brand called?
Then there was. I missed that.
There was something. Yeah, there was. But like the farm animals and all that set up, no, I didn't see any logos.
If there had been a logo, but actually there's also one other thing. Like, you have to, you can't do a logo shot for every product. So you have to go on their website. If it was mentioned on the website, it's definitely was
gifted.
Gifted.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Or even in the credits, like, that's another thing that, you know, we would tell people when we're trying to get their services on the show. We would say, or, you know, we'll list you in the credits, which sounds exciting. But these poor innocent people don't know that it goes by like that.
We're just taking them for all that they can get. Product
but that
placement.
Llama was cute.
That llama, I can't believe she had that llama cute. Walk all over her brand new wood floors, though.
Well, no, Lisa did that. That wasn't Kyle.
Right.
That was Lisa's doing.
That was rude.
Which, by the way, well, first of all, wait, let's get back on track for a second. So Lisa shows up to Kyle's birthday party, or Porsche's birthday party. Do we think that Lisa, like, legitimately had to leave early for this appointment, or do you think that she was really trying to avoid Adrian?
Avoid Adrian.
Interesting. And my next point is, and I was reading a couple blogs after the fact, I don't understand why Adrian feels like she's entitled to an apology from Lisa. Do you guys feel like she's entitled?
No. That was definitely... Adrian was very aggressive in accusing Lisa of selling stories to Us Weekly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if Lisa says she didn't do it, then as a friend, you got to be like, all right, she didn't do it, you know?
Yeah.
And I think she pressed her kind of, look, see, this is her daughter. She's exotic.
She's beautiful.
Yeah. She's gorgeous. But, I mean, I feel like Adrian is really trying to get somebody to rally and be on her side. And I don't even know, like, what really surprised me, like, the big things that came out in this episode is how much Kyle has changed, because we see Camille, she comes to the party. Kyle and Camille's relationship, remember from last season? Mm-hmm. My God, it was so contentious.
The season before.
Right. And then even her relationship with Brandy. But like this time around, she wasn't indulging in the chitter chatter about Brandy, and we'll get to that soon. And she really, you know, she stood her ground when it comes to Adrian. Like, what do you guys think she's really changed?
Do you think that she changed, or do you think that she's kind of like weaseling her way out? Because she could clearly be like, because I think that she mentioned, you know what, Adrian's at fault here. And I believe that Adrian owes Lisa an apology. But why can't she verbalize that to Adrian? Do you know what I mean? I don't think that that's stirring the drama. I think that's just telling a friend, like, hey, I think you're in the wrong.
Yeah.
Clearly, you know, you offended Lisa. If this is how far it's gone, you guys haven't spoken, you know, the Villa Blanca party.
Right.
You know, X, Y, and Z. You know, why don't you kind of like take a step back and maybe look at it from her point of view? You know, she didn't sell the story, but you kept pushing it on her, you know, trying to force the issue, saying that you sold the story. And so, and then if Adrian feels a little offended and she feels like she needs an apology, then she can explain why she needs an apology.
Well, I mean, I think it was admirable of Kyle to try and like push the whole thing on Lisa, saying, okay, I want to have a dinner and, you know, you guys come over. And Lisa was like, thank you, but no thank you. Mm-hmm. Like, I've got too much shit going on in my life. I'm over this. So that makes me feel like, I don't know, like how long is this going to go back and forth with them?
Well, we see previews for the next episode. They're gonna meet up. What I don't like, just seeing from the previews, is how Lisa is taking this out on Paul. And I know that they're husband and wife, but it's Paul's so offended because Paul's like, "Well, she just ignored me. She didn't even say hi to me."
And see, I feel like Paul needs to kind of stay out of it because this is between Lisa and Adrian.
Well, like, Ken did the same thing. He's like, oh, I wish I was a fly on the wall. If I knew Adrian Maloof was going to apologize to you. So it goes both ways, Yana.
I mean, I get it.
Both the men are going to protect their wives, but I don't think that they should take it out on the husbands. I think a cordial, hey, how are you doing? Not like a hi, kiss, kiss. How are you? Like, not that whole superficial talk, but like, hey, and then move on. But the fact that they're not acknowledging each other's husbands, I think that's a little immature.
Yeah. Mm, good point. What do you think, Molly?
You know, I just don't think a lot about it, to be honest. I'm kind of bored with their drama. I'm bored with their drama.
You heard it here first. Molly is bored with the drama.
I'm bored with their drama.
Okay.
That's how I feel. Snooze stuff.
Oh, that's funny. Or crickets.
I love that. Oh, I thought it was snoozing.
Yeah,
it was snoozing. Got it.
Was.
But one thing I will say, you asked about, do we think that Kyle has changed and grown? I don't really know about that. I'm not sure how I feel about that. But one thing that I do find irritating is how she was saying to Lisa, you know, I just want everyone to get along. I just want everyone to be friends. Well, sometimes that doesn't happen, Kyle.
True.
Sometimes that doesn't happen. And she needs to just butt out. It's not her business.
True.
I feel like she's just not meddling.
You know, it's not her business, but both sides are kind of putting all the girls in the middle of it. So it kind of is her business because it's like, well, I want you coming over for my daughter's birthday, but now you're going to leave early because she's coming. And it's kind of like, well, you know, because... I don't know. I mean, yes, she should butt out, but at the same time, what kind of friend would she be if she doesn't try to mend it?
Yeah, I guess.
You know, I kind of feel like she's in a tough spot.
Yeah, I think she's just trying to do the right thing, and I think she has kind of turned a leaf, because I think in previous seasons we've seen where Kyle very much has to be the center of attention. Mm. So I don't know if this is another way to be the center of attention, but
it's episode two.
True, yeah. You know. Yeah, well, yes, we will give her...
I can see that, though. Yeah. I can see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? So.
Definitely.
Now let's talk about Brandy at this party.
Brandy, the pot. Oh no, Taylor was the pot stirrer. Never mind.
Well, first of all, Brandy, what I really liked is how Kyle was really trying to be like, look, just don't worry about it. Like, don't think about these other people. Have a good time. But Brandy had so much anxiety. And the other funny thing, I thought, okay, this is a 4-year-old's birthday party. And I think the only woman that came through the door that brought her kids was Dana. Remember Dana? Mm-hmm. The $25,000 sunglass Dana?
Yeah.
But, like, I didn't see Adrienne with her kids. Brandy didn't bring her kids. I'm just like, you guys have young children. Why aren't they with you?
They were there and they didn't want the camera.
That's the point taken.
That's possible, yeah.
Point taken. But do you think Brandy was just like totally like blowing things out of proportion and she'd just like, you know, been cool about it?
I like the fact that she left early because she was like, clearly Taylor and I are not going anywhere. But I feel like that Brandy kind of caused it. She's the one who kind of planted her seeds. And at the reunion show, I mean, Brandy wasn't even a part of the cast yet. You know, she was, and I understand, yes, it's public knowledge. She's writing a book about Russell's death and this and that, but it's kind of like the whole Teresa Real House of New Jersey thing. It's kind of like, yes, you guys know that we're going to bankruptcy and my husband is going to jail, but it's something you don't want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yes, it's public knowledge, but in this circle of girls, you just kind of don't bring it up. And I think Taylor, she was in such a fragile state when they shot the reunion show, because I think Russell had already...
It just happened.
Mm-hmm. And here's Brandy trying to argue with her, and it's just like, shut up, just drop it. You talk about it different time, different place. And I think maybe that's... She was holding a grudge against that, but... I don't know. I kind of feel like Brandy... She was a villain last season. And I think she burned her bridges, and now she's a part of the cast, and it's like, oh, I wonder why no one wants to say hi to me, why Kim is ignoring me, why Brandy ignores me, or Taylor ignores me, you know?
What did you guys think about, like, once Kim got to the party, and then Kim and Taylor were like, you know, cat, 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 but what they were doing was they were talking about Brandy, and they brought up how Brandy said to Yolanda, like, what, last episode, about how, Beverly Hills is a small town, you sleep with everybody. Like, when she made that comment, I didn't take her seriously, but they're, like, gossiping about it as if, like, she meant that literally. Like,
Taylor kept repeating
so many times
that Brandy said she had slept with everybody in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm. I didn't take her seriously, though. Like, did you guys take that comment seriously? Like, literally?
Please. I don't believe that. And plus, she was married for so many years. Mm-hmm. Well, unless she was having sex on the side, which I guess is normal. But in Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills, darling.
Not in my life.
It was very high school. That little shot of them two was very high school. Clearly, Kim doesn't get along with Brandy, and neither does Taylor. And it was a little tacky. I mean... I got it when Brandy was, you know, talking to Yolanda at the party, like, this is such a small town, everybody knows who everybody sleeps around with. I don't think she meant like who I've literally fucked all of 90210. I think she was saying this town is so small,
right,
we all know each other's business is what, and I got it. I get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's like, oh my god, they're like, they took this little piece of thing, and I mean I'm still trying to figure out Brandy, but I thought that was a little, like, mean girl, you know? And
it's
the whole, again, you know, when Taylor completely ignored...
That was so rude.
Yeah,
when
come
she
on.
Completely ignored Brandy and was like, hey, Camille, that was very rude. Like, you're a grown-ass woman.
She could have just said hello and been polite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even Kim does that. Even Kim does
that. And Kim, I thought, was so immature at the party.
Well, you know, she's in and the most fragile state out of all of them, I feel
like.
She is. You know?
But when Camille kept saying, oh, Kim, you look good, I was like, say it one more time and it's not going to seem real. Because, let's be honest, I don't think Kim looked good. I think Kim looked a little bit like a train wreck.
Ooh. Well,
okay. I'm the only one that doesn't...
I mean...
What, you don't think?
But train wreck compared to what?
Compared to her usual train wreck.
I mean, look. She always kind of was...
She doesn't look good to me. She still looks bad. Always looks like a mess.
Well, yeah, because she was on some shit. And yeah, now that she's not, she's learning how to function without it.
Yeah, and she's trying to clean herself up and present herself without it. And I think that's... the struggle,
I guess. Well, there's a lot. It was really awkward, though. Sorry.
There's a lot of side effects when you stop doing certain things to your body. Like, there's a lot of side effects, whether your hair might fall out or
your hair isn't brushed.
Or your hair isn't brushed.
Is that a side effect of going off drugs?
Maybe that you forgot how to brush my hair.
I don't know.
Damn, Molly.
But speaking of looks, I think Camille looks fabulous. I was so happy to see her.
Yeah.
She looks fantastic.
She does look great. But when she went to Kim and she said, you look great. And then she said, what about the ex-boyfriend?
I'm so glad she brought it up, though. Because weren't we, dying last week to fight, know if she's with Creepy Creep?
Creepy Creep Ken.
Creepy
Yeah, that's right. Well, we all know from last season, he was doing some shit with her, in the bathroom. So he was not a good, person for her to be around.
Clearly, he was an enabler.
Yeah, he was totally an enabler. Mm-hmm. He was just as fucked up as she was, Let's be real. So, of course.
But I'm glad Camille was like, hey, how you doing? Sorry, you with Creepy Creep?
It was such a Molly question. She asked her straight out the bat. I was like, you could have waited a few minutes and asked how she was doing first, maybe, or... took her aside later. And then Kim kind of blew her off. Did you guys notice that?
Yes, she was like... Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, are you respecting each other? And I was like, that's such a weird question. Oh, I mean, it was just way too heavy of a question to be in, small talk. Hi, how are you doing?
Right.
It was like, when you haven't seen someone in a long time, you just say, hi, how are you doing? You don't say, hi, how are you doing? How's that ex? Are you guys respecting each other? It's just
I'm kind of like that. Hey, how you doing? Did you have sex this week? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that Camille asked her that question, because we've been all dying to know if she was with Creepy Ken.
And how proud are we, just to back up for 2 seconds, I'm proud of Kyle for, when all the girls were cackling about Brandy. I'm proud of her when she came over. She was just like... okay, I'm getting up. I'm leaving. I'm not indulging in
this. That's true.
Because I feel like the old Kyle, quote unquote, I feel like she would have sat there and indulged.
You're right.
I agree. Think? But then again, this is episode 2.
Okay.
So, but no, I agree. I was very I was surprised. But then it's episode 2 and it's her daughter's birthday. I really don't think that she should be sitting commiserating with her friends. She should be focusing on her daughter. And that's exactly what she did. And I love Kyle. She's my favorite.
Yeah, I like her too. Kyle, come to the show.
Whether she does sit around and, gossip with the girls, she's still my favorite. I love her.
I like her too.
I love her.
All right, you guys, I think it's time for a little news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so, it's a new season, and of course, there's always some news and gossip to go around for the wives of Beverly Hills. So I heard that Adrienne and Paul's divorce has finally settled and finalized.
It's
done. So
it's kind of sad.
It is. And I wonder at what point in this season are we going to see the demise of their relationship? Because obviously when this was shot,
They were together,
very much together,
Well,
it doesn't seem forced.
I made a point last week when they were showing the season previews of what's going to happen. There was a fire, and I'm assuming it's the Vanderpump's house that was on fire.
Right.
And Adrian's like, I don't care. Kids, get in the car. Let's go. And Paul wouldn't get in the car. And I think he wanted to make sure or check up on the house or maybe to see if someone's in there, because that's the heroic thing to do,
right,
is to make sure nobody's in the house. And you don't just bone out and take, it's like you're across the street. You're not going to catch on fire in 30 seconds. So let me just see if there's any casualty or maybe a dog or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then Adrian said, bad mistake. That was a bad mistake. Now, I don't know if it's because he didn't listen to her demands, or I don't know if it's because maybe Adrian and Lisa never clear up their drama in this season.
That's possible.
And maybe she felt betrayed that he went to go check up on her enemy's home. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But the fact that she was like, bad move, it wouldn't be a bad move unless it's somebody that you don't want him checking up on, because I mean, I don't know. Like, I would appreciate that my husband makes sure that there's nobody in our next door neighbor's house. Knowing that my kids and my mm-hmm. dog and everyone's in the car, if I had kids, and you know, if I knew that my family was okay, my husband wanted to run across and make sure that no one's in that neighbor's house. Mm-hmm. That's not. I would never say bad move. You know what I mean?
I also wonder, too, because it was just a clip that we saw. Are we seeing that in the right context? Because you know how things edited and snipped up. So I'm wondering if we're seeing her words to him, if it's in the same context that we think it's in. So
that's true.
You know what I mean? So we shall soon see.
Because it did seem like in this episode when they were shopping and doing the thing for Walk a Mile, it seems like they were having fun and mm-hmm. there was fun banter between mm-hmm. them.
Yeah,
so I feel like the demise must have happened quickly on camera anyways, if it even happened on camera.
I guess we'll see it unfold.
So it's done? It's a done deal?
Oh, yep. Their divorce is finally settled. I mean, because, you know, two people like that with, you know, major money. It's the state of California. For all you guys who don't know, who are listening, the state of California is a no-fault divorce state. So it means like everything gets split down the middle 50-50. And when you have a lot of money...
Not if you have like a maloof prenup.
Well, yeah, I'm sure she has a prenup, of course. Yeah. But I'm still, you know, property and all that. It's not easy. Moving on. So we're going to see a new housewife introduced to the show this season. She's not coming until around episode 8. Her name is Marissa Zanuck. And she's in real estate, and she's married to a famous producer-director. And apparently there's already lots of rumors and gossip that she doesn't like Taylor. So
interesting.
It's going to get juicy. Juicy, juicy, juicy. Oh, my God. Real quick. I want to acknowledge this.
She's wearing green.
She's wearing green. Lisa Vanderpump.
But she accessorized with pink.
I mean, I don't think... Have we ever seen her in anything
besides... No, I wrote that down, too.
Pink?
And she must have heard what I said last week.
And she looks fantastic.
She looks great.
I love her in that.
Yeah.
She looks fantastic.
I forgot to bring that up. But Lisa, we see Lisa in a different color this episode. She's wearing some green. She looks good. Let me fast forward. But yeah, so we're going to see a new housewife this season. And she's not going to come until like around episode 8, which makes me wonder, or is someone going to go away?
So, yeah, good point.
I don't know. Well, time will tell. And then finally, I guess you could call this gossip, but... Basically, well, two things about Brandy. One, she was rushed to a hospital here in L.A. Last Thursday. They didn't know what was wrong with her. I think she's okay now. But that was like a scary thing for her. And secondly, it just came out that she actually admitted that she was broke. She couldn't get a car, a house, nothing prior to coming on the show.
Oh, wow.
So that was like her reality. So it kind of actually makes sense to see her behavior with these women mm-hmm. because in a sense, she's trying to be accepted. She's not in the same ballpark as these women
right
now, especially going through her divorce. But I thought it was interesting that she's the one who put it out there. You know, she had no money and she was broke.
Well, I'm glad she's getting a paycheck now, though.
Yeah.
Every woman deserves.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. Every woman deserves a paycheck.
No, every woman deserves to have a roof on their head.
Oh, you know? Yeah, of course. Well, it's funny because I was actually wondering about her financial situation this whole time mm-hmm. because of her divorce and knowing she didn't work and yada, yada. And I noticed at the birthday party for Kyle's daughter, Portia, she had a $5,000 Chanel purse on. Mm-hmm. And... maybe that's just items she had from her marriage that she's managed to cling on to.
Girl, she could have gotten that from Rent the Runway. Let's be real.
That's true.
Do they rent out Chanel bags?
Oh, yeah. They rent out all kinds of designer bags.
But
yeah.
You know what? She used to be a model back in the day.
Maybe she was gifted and stuff.
Well, in any case, I actually like Brandy. I like that she's very transparent. She tells it like it is. I like her. Yeah.
And then speaking of Brandy, last week we were talking about news and gossip. She had sex at Kyle's house.
Oh, right.
And so do we agree that it wasn't at Portia's party?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. She left.
She left early.
Unless it was with the llama in the backyard.
Yeah. I don't think
so,
it was.
So then we're going to X out Portia's birthday party.
Yeah.
As where she got down and fricky.
All right. So I think that's it for news and gossip. Let's get to some predictions.
And now... your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, so we see next week Adrian and Lisa finally get together, and, you know, do we think they're going to hug it out, or do we think there's still going to be issues?
I think they're going to hug it out.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know. I think they're both so stubborn. I can't imagine that happening.
I think they're grown, and I think that I think they'll work it out.
Okay.
They have to.
I don't think so. I think it's going to be tension with them throughout the whole season. And I think it's all going to stem from this. I think it's just one thing is going to, like, get even bigger. It's going to build.
Yeah.
So, and then the next piece we see, Yolanda has a dinner for all the ladies at her home. And that looks like it's going to be juicy.
Right. Taylor's all drunk.
I can't wait.
Okay. So, in the previews, we hear Yolanda make a comment about
Asian
somebody.
Eyes?
No. About somebody being drunk. And she was speaking kind of like, you know, and it was in a derogatory way, I guess. Was it Taylor that she's talking about?
So.
Do we think it's Taylor?
I think so. I think she's referring to Taylor.
Okay.
Because
David.
You'll also recall in the clip that I guess David plays music for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like he's barking some orders. He's just like, don't sing along or something. And Taylor's like, it's not a concert.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see what that's all about.
Me too.
I can't wait.
I agree.
Yay! All right. I think we're done, you guys.
I think
I'm
we're
excited.
Done.
We're done. Well, thanks for tuning in and watching, you guys. Be sure to come check us out next week for another recap from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Remember, make sure you rate us, leave your comments, and tell us if there's anything you'd like to see on the show. We're working on getting some guests in the studio for you. And, I don't know, we love reporting here.
We're having so much fun.
So maybe
much
they could follow us on Twitter.
Maybe you can follow us on Twitter. Thanks, Molly.
Yeah.
You guys can find me, Deanna Vaughn, at GoToGirlTV. That's G-O, the number 2, Girl TV. Where can they find you, Molly?
You can find me at Molly Comedy.
And you can follow me on Twitter at It's Susan Hahn. That's ItsSusanHahn.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you
next week.
And there will be a show next week because here in the United States, it's the week of Thanksgiving, just in case you don't know. But there will be a show. So make sure you tune in.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.